7 HMV, Golf 7 Hotel. Mike Victor calling and listening, 3-star and by front and balls.
G7 HMV, 0VV, I take it you're on your walks, Matt.
Yeah, roger, roger. Just out with the dogs, only for 10 minutes or so. Kind of the habit. They've worked out 10 years old now, so I've been doing this for 10 years, taking them out just before bed. Yeah, when they were puppies, they used to, like, wake up at any possible noise. We used to have milk delivered, and the milk would, like, come at, like, 4 in the morning. We got woken up at 4 o'clock every day. And, yeah, it was just a nightmare. So we ended up getting a new front door and everything to try and cut down the noise. But obviously, the milkman coming to the door was just too much. You know, the light came on outside to try to turn the light off. The light didn't come on, but even still, the dogs would hear the milkman, so they'd go nuts. But yeah, we found taking them out for a walk, obviously, before bed worked quite well. Where I live, if you like, I'm a little, like an L shape of 8 houses. And, yeah, basically there's like a green outside the front of the houses. And then just beyond that green, there's a car park, which is for the tennis courts and cricket pitch and all that lot. So I just literally wander out of the house, let the dogs off, wander out of the house, and they, run off and have their last wee and whatever, whatever. So it works quite well. So I just usually wander up there. In the summer, in the winter, I tend to not go much further than the car park. So I just have a bomb around the fields and stuff. In the summer, I go a bit further up and there's a bench, picnic bench. But anyway, gets some fresh air and it helps. They just seem to go off and quite happy and go to bed now. Now they're a bit older, they're not so bothered, but when they were little puppies, they were always always barking. Anything, anywhere near the house. Anyway, there we are. Yeah, so I wonder if you, well, obviously you fixed the website, whether you've been much else tonight or whether you've just been chill out party mood and all that lot. Yeah, heading to Cambridge tomorrow to see my wife's family, niece and nephews and all that lot. So so that's our day tomorrow. So well, it's the first time we've been out doing anything much, really, to be fair. Just been at home so far. So there we go. Right, back to you, G7HMV.
Yeah, G7 HMV and 0VV returning. Yeah, well, I say it's, after Boxing Day, it's, well, you're sort of in like limbo, aren't you? After Boxing Day, it's like a, that short period between now and New Year. Some people are either got nothing to do or they've got a lot. We've got lots to do still. I mean, we've got another birthday coming up on the 29th, my eldest. So we'll be doing stuff for that. Got some really good surprises for him, actually. he's just like his dad. He's just like me. He's like a mirror image. He's into weird stuff, you know. He wants to tease me for his birthday. I mean, it seems bizarre. He wants an antique one from the 1970s. trouble is, they bloody cut all the plugs off, don't they? They cut the plugs off because obviously it's not safe, is it? But obviously, me being a sparky, I'll test it all out, make sure it's safe and that, and then I might stick a plug back on it for him. I can't stick a vintage plug on it, though, because the vintage plugs aren't safe. Yes, they've got exposed pins. That's what he wants. It's so weird. But he's just like me, because when I was his age, I was into weird stuff like that. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a disorder or what, Matt. But, yeah, you see, he's been quite lucky this year, actually, to be honest with you. He's got what he's wanted from Santa, and he'll get what he wants for his birthday. But yeah, no, I've been just doing a bit of potting around on Freestyle, basically. You know, upgrading some stuff. I worked on that YSF reflector last night. Didn't even know the website had gone down, but there you go. It's just one of them things. But that easily got sorted. It was just a plugin on the WordPress plugin that had messed stuff up. So I just disabled the whole lot and started again. And then obviously a few little gremlins in the network that we've been experiencing. Good days. That's out of my domain at the minute. But so what are the plans you got then? Between now and New Year, then, Matt, back to you.
Yep, G7HMV. Well, first things first, got to say, loving the tees made. That's superb, proper class. So, get that brewing away, making him a cup of tea in the morning. I'm liking his style. Well, I'm not very good with a drink, first thing. I get up every morning, make my wife and my eldest son a coffee. The youngest son who works in a pub, he does lunch, so he doesn't have to get there till 12, so he doesn't appreciate a coffee at 7 o'clock in the morning, because he's got another 3 hours sleep to go before. He needs to get up at 10 to 12 and go down and do his shift. So I don't make a coffee for him, but yeah, the eldest to do. And I'll make her a coffee. But I never seem to... A weekend I'll have a coffee. It's fine, but it's usually a bit later. Sort of nine, but I can't be doing with, I think at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I usually get up, I'm just get them a coffee, get them a shower, and then go to work, and then make a coffee when I'm in the office. It's a bit later on. But yeah, the weekend, make one for me, and quite like Saturdays for that, sitting down having a coffee at the table, if there's not something else on, more exciting. Not a lot on. I keep saying I'll have a look at these filters. I probably need to, really, just see if I can get one of them with a bit of a deeper trough of 130 dB or something. I need to have a look at that, really. See if I can get somewhere with those. I think the coupling loop's a bit too small, so I just need to have a play and I'll try and double the size of the coupling loop and see what that does for you, for me, should I say, and see if it makes any difference or not. Keep all the old stuff, but there we are. Cool. Well. So otherwise, not really much planned. Back on the 6th of Jan, so, 5th of Jan, is it? And then whenever the Monday is. So, not a lot else going on. Back to you, G7HMV.
Yeah, G7HMV and 0VUA. Well, yeah, I mean, I see you've got my son's birthday. That's pretty much it after that. It's definitely after on the 5th. Which, you know, I'm so looking forward to. Oh, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm coming to a dead end with my career, you know. I've been really sort of thinking about it, you know, Matt. And I've been thinking to myself, is it the wrong time for a career change or what? I mean, I don't know if you've ever thought about this. I mean, I know you sort of like run your own thing there. And I think you're pretty happy with it, but I don't know, I've just come to the point where I'm just sick of it, to be honest with you, Matt. I would explore new opportunities right now, if I could. I mean, don't get me wrong, business is successful, but I don't know, I just fancy a change. You know, something a bit more, because I'm obviously getting older now, I can't, I've got to be thinking in the next 10 years, do I really want to be still manually doing work, if you know what I mean. So I'm having a serious thought at the minute about my career. I'm going to have a serious think over the next year on what the plan's going to be, Matt. Back to you.
Yeah, okay, G7 HMV. Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it, really? Because, well, I don't know how to put it diplomatically. You know, obviously, doing what you do means Sparky and everything. You kind of get to a stage where, well, not that I am one, but you know what I mean? You kind of get to a stage where you're good at what you do, you can do it, it's not a problem, it's easy. Possibly boring, you know, because it's the same old, same old. Nothing much groundbreaking's coming out, that I suppose, you know what I mean? But the problem is any of these trades, it presumably is good money. Or often is good money. It's like being a plumber, isn't it? A plasterer or whatever. You're always in demand. So it's not like, you know, oh, you can only get a day's work one week and, you know, there's nothing the next week, and I've got a week the week after that, and that kind of thing. So it doesn't really happen, does it? So you've, or presumably doesn't happen. So you're always in demand, and it can be good money, I suppose. So then it's like, well, what do you do to generate that kind of income? I don't know, kind of a weird one, isn't it, really? Unless you want to train as a plasterer, but I'm sure that's not quite what you've got in mind. But I think as well, the other thing is, it can be quite hard work, can it really? You know, running cables, messing around. I mean, I guess it